We have a new coworker here in the building.
Hi, Michelle.
It's 99.70 Jax. Now, she's not going to be on 99.70 Jax. She's going to be on one of her sister stations. But
my other job.
Yeah. She just moved to Louisville a couple weeks ago and experiencing everything Derby for
all of it's new.
First time. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, you are coming into this city at the right time.
She's from Idaho, y'all.
Yes.
So,
I mean, originally from the Midwest, but like has lived there for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And so we've been kind of dragging her along with us to all these events so she can kind of experience it. Kentucky Derby Festival events.
Right.
And, but like, if there's one piece of advice you'd give to a newbie to the track or to Oaks or Derby, what would you say? What would you impart?
Well, and okay, I'm going to start with the outfit, right?
Mm.
There are some people that I've seen that like go with the hat first and then find the outfit to match. But I found more success
doing it the other way around.
With finding the dress first, and because you can
build, you can kind of make the hat,
a fascinator hat to match your outfit perfectly. And I would, as a beginner, I would start with that, find the dress that you feel fabulous in, and then build your headpiece around that.
I will say that is unconventional because a lot of people go the let's find the perfect hat first, fascinator first, then build the outfit around
it. But I feel that's difficult because if you don't find the dress that's got the perfect shade of whatever's in your hat, then it can get a little dicey. And you can't build a dress around your hat most of the time.
Yeah.
So as a beginner, I would suggest that.
Okay.
Find the dress first.
Well, and we've
then
heard
you can put together a fascinator.
We've heard from several people, comfortable shoes.
Oh, 1,000%. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, comfortable shoes. And it's easier if you're a guy, I think, because they now have those shoes that are tennis shoes, basically.
Sure,
but they look fancy and they look like they're like the leather wingtips.
Well, and put some Band-Aids in your purse, just in case you do go with the really cute heels and you end up walking over a mile to go find a better spot for your 16-year-old son to pick you up.
Yeah, it's not just the walking that you're going to do inside the track.
At the rallies at Taylor Boulevard.
Yes. I mean, speaking for a friend, of course.
I mean, I've heard that can happen if you call a Hail Mary out to your 16-year-old son and ask him to navigate.
That's a rite of passage,
everybody
though.
Leaving the track at the same time on a Tuesday, and you want to try to make it as easy as possible. So you walk over a mile away.
Not necessarily advice, but this is just funny. Natalie texted us. My sister and I went to Oaks for the first time last year.
Yeah.
She bet on a horse and it won.
Oh,
so
great.
She was excited. She said, "See you, peasants. I'm going to get my money." And she came back with $5. That's one of the things.
But that kind of aura is great. You need that kind of aura.
Yes.
Yes, to be excited about your $5 wins. Yes. And Michelle, yes, tell her the infield totally has unique energy.
Yeah. If you're,
you'll have different experiences in the infield versus, say, the finish line suites.
Yeah, finish line suites, or even in the paddock. Or, I mean, the good news is there's so many different areas, and you're right; they each have their own different world, depending on where you are there at Oaks or Derby.
Yes, and Seth is saying, be prepared for any weather. Don't pick an outfit based on 78 and sunny with a slight breeze. Picking an outfit based on 82 and sunny, 68 and cloudy, 72 and rainy.
that's right.
The Derby isn't kind when either it's raining and cold or hot and muggy, you always need to be prepared and have a backup plan for your backup plan.
For the backup plan.
Yeah. So, like, you know, this weekend, you may need to find a cute coat that will go along with your cute dress.
Yeah, like if you're going to Oaks, I know that, you know, picking out the dress is cute, but you might be chilly.
And if you're like me, I'm miserable if I am uncomfortable.
If you're cold, right, exactly. All right, let's take a couple more, like for newbies, all right? If this is your first experience, what do you need to know? All right, 502-795-1997. Let's hear from the advice of those who've been there, done that, all right? And can impart a little bit of friendly advice. Let's leave the stay home.
Don't go.
Yeah, I mean, obviously are those. Yeah, yes, I mean, okay, sure. But if you're not going to stay home, who cares? What's that advice?
If you're not going to stay home, who cares? This is a conversation for you.
Yeah. Seth.
I've been to the Derby a few times. I know it's a few times. When I was a kid, I was very fortunate. I've been taken on the Millionaire's Row. The suites. Now my family just kind of has the box. But I've done the infield thing on my own. That was when Jack Harlow went. That was fun.
Nice.
Someone that got me from the infield all around, and I ended up walking on the track that year. It was crazy. But not going alone is very, very important for a newbie. I've got a buddy from Alabama that wants to come and do the Derby, and the biggest thing for me is him being with someone, even if they don't know what the Derby's like.
Right.
But being with someone so you can share the experience.
True.
That's good.
Yes, don't just go by yourself.
Friends. Yeah, you got to go with friends.
Yep.
And yeah, just, you know, keep track of your friends, keep track of you, buddy system, all that stuff.
And hopefully you've got someone that's been there before and can show you the ropes as far as like placing bets and where to go and all the things. And there's lots of, this is one thing that Churchill Downs has done really great job of. Every single day, there's like kind of been like a different theme out there at the track, but they have put together some really great like photo spots.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic backgrounds that you can get a picture, you know, be in front of in your beautiful dress and all the things. So grab some pics at one of those spots.
Jill says pace yourself or you're not going to see the fifth race.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Pace yourself.
That is true.
That is
100%. Oh, listen, if you're slamming three lilies in a shot of Fireball, you might want to space it out a little bit. Have some food in between. I'm just saying from
hypothetically, of course. Or you could be like one of our coworkers who literally I caught in the bathroom who was like, I'm still wearing the stuff I wore to the track yesterday.
What?
I was like, I slept on another coworker's couch.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, oh, to be young. I love it.
That's great.
I love it.
That's great. But still, kudos. He still showed up to work today.
He showed up to work. Yes, exactly.
But I think you own the fact that you were wearing that yesterday. That's great.
Elizabeth says, buckle up. Hope you brought crazy money because a beer, they want DNA of your firstborn child, your social security number, and dibs on your 401k.
Also
LOL.
True.
Obviously, it's going to be
a little pricey.
Well, it's going to be stadium pricing. Like any major sporting event you go to. It's that type of pricing.
Right.
So just understand that. And but yeah, have fun. Go Derby. It's definitely Louisville's time to shine. So
she's gonna have a great time.
Yeah.
That's great. And sounds like so are other coworkers. Just rally. You're already dressed. Go back.
By the way, real quick.
Yeah.
Forgot this one. Amy rolls in with some decent advice, says, hey, ibuprofen. Tylenol,
yes.
Excedrin,
yes.
Bag and lots of water.
Yes, Band-Aids for the blisters.
Yes, love that. All right, cool.